Good day, Jess. One students. This is your English teacher, Mrs. Emeka. Welcome to our today's lesson. Our topic today is questions. The question is a sentence, a phrase, or word which asks for information. A sentence, phrase, or word which asks for information, reply, or response. Simply put, it is a type of sentence. We have different types of sentences, and question is one of them, known as interrogative sentence. Interrogative sentence, that is where we have all the question falls. An interrogative sentence is a sentence or phrase or word which asks for information, reply, or response. For example, what is your name? This is a complete sentence. And while you listen to this sentence, it needs what? Information. It needs reply or response. So in our today's lesson, we are going to discuss on a type of question known as question tag. A type of question known as what? Question tag. But before we go into that, let us briefly touch other main two kinds of question in English language. There are two main kinds of question in English language. First one, the yes or no question, and the second one, WH questions. All questions, remember, when we talked about punctuation marks, we are meant to understand that all questions end with a question mark, direct questions. So what about this type of question we're mentioning now? All yes or no questions start with a verb. It starts with a word, verb. That is, the verb is put before the subject in a sentence, in a process known as inversion. The verb comes before the subject in a process called inversion. When a sentence has an auxiliary verb such as am, is, are, was, where, or the modal auxiliaries like will, shall, and others, in addition to the main verb, we make yes or no questions. We make a yes or no questions by putting the auxiliary verb before the word subject. The auxiliary verb will come before the subject. Instead of saying it is raining in a sentence, then in the question it becomes, is it raining? So is, which is the word, the verb comes before the subject, it. So in other sentences like she is writing, can be turned to a question like, is she writing? They are coming. Are they coming? He will follow them. Will they follow or will he follow them? So this type of question form from this inversion, that is putting the verb before the subject, is known as what? Yes or no question. Why are they called yes or no question? They are simply known as what is yes or no question because they need either a yes or no answer. When somebody says, is it raining? Is it that I say yes or no? I hope you are following. Then, if a sentence does not have an auxiliary verb, then to form the yes or no question, we add the auxiliary verbs like do, does, or did to the simple form of the verb, main verb, in order to form the yes or no questions. So what are we trying to explain? For sentences that have no auxiliary verb, we make use of do, does, or did to form the words yes or no question. For example, she cooks very well. She cooks very well. There is no auxiliary there. We have only the main verb cooks. And because the main verb cooks is in simple present and what? Singular verb, we make use of does. That is S form. Does she cook very well? He arrived yesterday, which is what? Past tense. Remember our knowledge of the past tense and the tenses. It will help us here. He arrived yesterday, arrived yesterday, showing us that it is in what past tense. So to form the yes or no question, he said, we make use of did, which is the past form of do and does. So what we have as the yes or no question, he said, did he arrive yesterday? Then, for the plural verbs, they love children. They love children. Love. We make use of do because of the plural form without s. He said, do they love children? All these questions end with a question mark. And these are examples of what we call yes or no question. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Okay, the other type of kind of question mentioned before, I said WH questions. What do we mean by WH question? WH questions are questions that begin with a WH words. I hope you are getting me. WH words. Like who? WHO. Who? What? WHAT. Where? WHER. When? WHEN. Which? WHICH. And others, you know them. So any question that begins with a question marker with the WH words are is called a WH questions. I believe you are following. Okay, those questions ask for more information. These type of questions, the WH questions, ask for more information. They use the same word order as yes or no questions, only that the WH word is put before the auxiliary verb. So in a sentence like, or in a yes or no question like, is she going? For the WH question, you say, where is she going? I hope you are getting me clearly. Are they going? That's a yes or no question. Then for WH question, it becomes, why is she going? Or why are they going? Does she teach English? The WH question will say, what does she teach? Or where does she teach English? Do they teach English? When do they teach English? So you have to differentiate between yes or no question and WH questions. I hope you are getting me clearly. So the WH words like what, how, often require an other word afterwards. When you have WH words like what and how introducing the WH question, they will often require other words afterwards. For example, what time, what color, what shape, how small, how new, how old. So what are we trying to say? You see that what time, time comes before the, maybe the introduction of the what would have been the yes or no question. Are you getting me? Did she come as a no, yes or no question? So using what now, you say, what time did she come? I hope you are getting it. So it requires another word or other words afterwards before the introduction of the word or joining it together with the yes or no question. I hope you are getting me clearly. How new is the clothes? For a yes or no question, it could have been, is the clothes new? How new is the clothes? And other ones. Now let's now go straight or mainly into the main type of question we want to discuss on, which is question tags. Having not known what we mean by questions and the two main kinds of questions, there is other types of questions called question tags. What do we mean by a question tag? A question tag is a phrase you add to the end of a statement to make it a question or to check that someone agrees with you. It's a phrase you add to the end of a statement to make it a question or to check whether someone agrees with you. It also has a question mark. It equally ends with a question mark. Take for example, you are a student. So to verify, to know whether you agree with me, whether you're a student, I can say you're a student. Aren't you? Aren't you is a question which I have asked at the end of the statement, you're a student, to make it a question and to check whether you agree with me, whether you're a student or not. I hope you are getting it. She cooks very well. Doesn't she? Doesn't she is a question attached to the statement, she cooks very well. And equally to what? Affirm whether you agree with me or whether the person that I'm asking agrees with me. So in order to form question tags, there are things, use rules you have to take note of. We call them usage rules. We call them what? Usage rules. In order to form question tags correctly, you should take note of the following usage rules. Because you don't just form, there are things you take note of before you form the questions. One, question tags are used mostly in speech, not in what? Writing. Mostly, it's not that it cannot be used in writing, you write it in exams or whatever test, but it is usually used, mostly used in what? Speech. And this now calls for the use of what we call contractive forms of words. Contractive forms of words are short forms of verbs in question tags. For example, when I say, aren't you means are not you, are you not, something like that. For another example, you will go now, won't you simply means will not you, nor not we. So but because it is meant for speech, mostly used for speech, we don't say will not you, we make it short using the contractive form won't you, which is the same, won't is the same thing as won't, will not. I hope you are getting me. So the next rule says, when we think the answer to the question is yes, we use a positive sentence and a negative question. Whenever we think that the answer to the question is yes, we use a positive sentence and a negative tag. Tag here means simple question tag. So what does this mean? When we have a positive sentence, that's the statement to the which we are to attach the question should be what? Negative. The question should be what? Negative. Then, and the answer should be what? Positive. So positive statement goes with a negative question and a positive answer. For example, you are hungry. This is a positive statement. Aren't you? Yes, I am. You are hungry. Aren't you is negative. And yes, I am is what? Positive. I hope you are getting me clearly. Another example, we will finish late. Positive. We will finish late. Won't you? Won't we? Negative. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Negative. So positive statement, negative question, and positive answer. Then the third rule says, when we think that the answer to the question is no, that's then we use a negative word sentence and a positive question tag. That is to say, when the statement is negative, then the question should be what? Positive, and the answer should be negative. Are you with me? I believe so. Okay, if the statement is positive, the question should be negative, and the answer should be what? Positive. That is positive statement, negative question, and positive answer. For example, she can't sing. She can't sing. The question is, can she? And the answer is what? No, she can't. They won't deliver the goods. Will they? No, they won't. That is it. Then the fourth rule says, we should use the sentence in the main sentence and the question tag. Use the same sentence in the main sentence and in the question tag. That is, if the statement is in the present tense, then the tag must also be in the present, and if the statement is in the past tense, the tag must be in the word past tense. I hope it is clear. For example, he was late. That is what past tense was. Then the question is, wasn't he? She lives here. Lives, present tense, doesn't she? So not only even in the present tense, remember we have two present forms, the one ending with S and the one without S, that's singular and plural. So for the verb ending with S, we make use of doesn't or does, and the ones ending without S, you make use of what don't or do. I hope you are getting me. Okay, the fifth usage rule says, when the main sentence has any form of the verb to be, when the main sentence has any form of the verb to be, that is, verbs like am, is, are, was, where, there are what we call verbs to be. When it has any of these forms of verbs, then the same verb be must be used in the tag. The same verb be contained in the word sentence must be used to form the question tag. For example, she is kind. Here we have is. So to form the question, we said, isn't she? They were not informed. Where is there? The question should be, were they? I hope you are getting me. Okay, the sixth rule says, when the main sentence has an auxiliary, when the main sentence has an auxiliary or modal verb, that is verbs like have, do, can, must, shall, will, and so on and so forth, the same auxiliary or modal verb must be used in the present tense. You don't imply the use of any other verb. Make use of that same auxiliary in the same main sentence to form the question. For examples, they mustn't come late. They mustn't come late. So we have mustn't in negative. So the question should be, must they? Must they? He can do it. He can do it. Can't he? Can't he? So the seventh rule says, hoping you are following, if the verb in the main sentence does not have an auxiliary, if the verb in the main sentence does not have an auxiliary or a modal verb, then use the appropriate form of the verb do. Use what? The appropriate form of the verb do. If the main form of the verb or the main sentence does not have an auxiliary or modal verb, make use of the appropriate form of the verb do. That is, don't, doesn't, didn't. Are we following? Or do, does, and did. I hope you are getting me in the question. For example, she loves rice and beans. So no auxiliary, no modal verb here. Loves is what we have there. So the appropriate form of the verb do is what does. And because the statement is the positive, we make use of the does in the negative, which is what doesn't. So she loves rice and beans. We have the question as doesn't she? I hope you are getting me clearly. They play well. They play well. No auxiliary. We have played here. And because the verb is play, we make use of what? Don't they? Don't they? Then, lastly, if the subject in the main sentence is a noun, are you getting me? If the subject in the main sentence is a what? Noun. You have to change it to a what? Proper, so what? A pronoun. That is its way equivalent. Remember, a pronoun is a word that can be used in place of a noun. So the proper pronoun that can replace such noun should be used in the question tag. So what do we mean by this? For an example, in a word like Uche dances well. Uche dances well. You can find out that the subject there is Uche, and Uche is a noun. So to change it, it will form the present tense. We don't use Uche again. We make use of a pronoun. Appropriate pronoun for Uche is what? He. So the question becomes, doesn't she, he? Doesn't what? He. Michael was a great boxer. Michael was a great boxer. So what do we have? Wasn't he? He for Michael. I hope you are following. Then, remember that the present tense, as you can see now, is made up of two parts. It's made up of what? Two parts. One, a statement, and two, a question after it. The question after it is requesting the listener to confirm, to agree, or to reject the statement. If the statement is positive, the tag should be what? Negative. And if the statement is in negative, the tag is what? Positive. I believe you understood our explanation on question tag, which is our major topic. That the question tag is made of is a question that is made up of a phrase, or where a phrase is added to the end of a word, a statement, to make it a question or to check whether the person that the question goes to agrees with you or not. It also ends with a question mark, just like every other questions, and it is made up of two parts, the statement and the question, which is added at the end of that question statement, to which requesting the listener to confirm or reject the statement. Then, while confirming or rejecting it, it bounds on two things: that if the statement is positive, that the question should be negative and the answer should be positive. And if the statement is in negative, the question should be positive and the answer should be what? Negative. We probably went so far to tell you, or to explain or illustrate, mention some of those rules guiding the formation of question tag, so that you know them one after the other. One, that it is words, because it is mostly used in speech, it makes use of what? Contractive forms of words, the short word like isn't, aren't. And because now, when you think that the question or the answer is yes, that the statement should be what? Positive, and the question should be what? Negative. Then when it is no, the statement should be what? Negative, and the statement is what? Negative, and the question should be what? Positive. And that you should make use of the sentence in the main sentence and the question tag. Then that you should do what? That when the main sentence has any form of what? Verb to be, you should equally make use of that verb to be in the word to form the question. And when it has any form of the auxiliary, you probably make use of the auxiliary to form the question. That if the verb does not have, in the main verb, does not have auxiliary or verb to be or modal verb, then you make use of do in the same tense of the verb. Then, if the subject of the main sentence is a noun, you change it to a pronoun in the forming the questions. Now, remember, a question tag is one of the types of questions, but we have two main kinds of questions: yes or no question and WH question. Thank you and God bless, for this is the end of our lesson today. Stay safe.